This is the Composer's Datebook for January 8th. I'm John Burge. When you were a kid, did your mother warn you about playing with sharp sticks? Well, conductors play with sharp sticks, and it can prove dangerous. In 1976, while conducting Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro at the Metropolitan Opera, conductor Sir George Scholte managed to stab himself in the forehead with his own baton during Act 3, causing quite a bloody mess. It's said that Scholte had already broken two batons during Acts 1 and 2, but managed not to hurt anyone. Before batons came into common use in the early 19th century, musicians just used their hands or a rolled-up piece of music paper to keep time. Unfortunately, the famous Italian-born French Baroque composer Jean-Baptiste Lully chose to employ a long, heavy staff when he was conducting. He was thumping out the beat onto the floor during a performance of his own Te Deum on today's date in 1687, and like Scholte, he must have gotten carried away and accidentally smashed the staff into his toe. He continued conducting, but an abscess soon developed in the self-inflicted wound, followed by gangrene, which spread through his lower leg, and Lully died a few weeks later. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.